Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Workforce Central Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the National Association of Workforce Boards. I'm Ron Painter. Welcome, and thank you for joining me. I really want to express a thank you for my guest today, Dr. Karma Heitzman. Karma, welcome to Workforce Central Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely delighted to be here this morning.
And for those of you who are listening live, of course, you know that this is really timely. For those of you who are catching this on recording, with Memorial Day having just passed, it's really, I think, great and appropriate that we talk about the VA's Community Employment Services for Homeless Veterans. And before I do that, let me more properly introduce my guest. Dr. Karma Heitzman received her PhD in clinical psychology from Arizona State University in 1989 and has been a licensed clinical psychologist in the state of California since 1990. Karma, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the Pac-12. My son is out on the West Coast, and my lovely daughter-in-law is also part of the Pac-12. Karma has worked in a variety of VA and public health settings, including inpatient psychiatry, substance abuse, gerontology, which I think is fascinating, behavioral medicine, residential mental health, homeless programs, and therapeutic and supported employment services. For 18 years, Dr. Heitzman was the clinical coordinator of 2 residential and 4 work therapy programs at the VA Palo Alto Healthcare System. In addition to providing direct clinical care, supervision, and training, she has 12 peer-reviewed publications and multiple presentations. Currently, Dr. Heitzman is the Director of Homeless Veteran Community Employment Services in the VHA Homeless Program Offices. If I may call you Karma, again, Karma, thank you very, very much for joining me.
Well, thank you. This is, as you said, given that we just passed Memorial Day, the timing is perfect to talk about ways that we can provide services and support our veterans. So thank you again for having me.
No, you're welcome. And it's obviously not only is it a critical issue, it's the right thing for us to be doing. We were talking before we went on the air that we hopefully have learned, and we continue to learn about how to provide better services, better wraparound services to America's veterans. We're going to talk about the Community Employment Services Program for the VA, Karma. So can you tell us all, like, what is the goal of this program? And it's fairly new, right?
Absolutely. We were just able to fund staff for this program about a year ago, so last May. And the Community Employment Services Program within the Homeless Program Office, the VHA, is designed to improve employment outcomes for veterans who are exiting homelessness and to also provide them with the wraparound services that they're going to need to help them successfully connect with businesses and to return to community-based employment. So it's really all about helping those veterans that have fallen into homelessness regain employment and really integrate back into their communities.
Now, this is being staffed by what you are calling community employment coordinators, correct?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what they do. What's the role of these CECs?
Sure. So the CECs wear several different hats. First, they work with community partners outside of the VA to bring training and support services that wouldn't be available within the VA structure to the veterans that we serve and to work collaboratively with these external agencies. They interface with local employers to develop new job opportunities for formerly homeless veterans, and again, that's at a very local level. The CECs are tasked with ensuring that ongoing support services are available to veterans after they return to work, and they also provide support services to the employers to ensure that the veteran has a successful transition. So if there's challenges, adjustment difficulties, employers know that there's somebody there that they can reach out to kind of help smooth things over. We funded 150 community employment coordinators, so one staff person at each of our VA medical centers across the country. Right now we have about 130 of our staff in place, and we're in the process of bringing the remaining folks on board.
Wow, that's a you have 150 medical centers across the U.S.?
Actually, there's a few more than those, but there's a few that are combined, or there's community-based outpatient clinics. So that's about our kind of a rough estimate, but yes, over 150.
Wow, that's a big network out there. So you've got 100, and the goal is to get 150 of these community employment specialists out there. I guess one of the questions that is really on the minds of many people here in Washington, exemplified by what I call the I&O, the Innovation and Opportunity, the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. But I&O carries on that tradition of looking at really hard look at outcomes for the federal investment. What are some of the outcomes that you all are looking at and tracking?
Well, I can tell you it's a very basic and yet very meaningful outcome, and what we're looking at is employment rates. So when a formerly homeless veteran leaves one of our transitional housing or medical center-based homeless programs, we want to make sure that he or she has an opportunity for employment. So what we look at is the exact employment rate when folks exit those programs. And in the past year, actually our employment rates at exit from our homeless residential programs have increased by over 5%. So it's still relatively new for us to be tracking this so closely and paying attention to it, but we're actually really pleased that so quickly we've been able to see an improvement in our employment rates when veterans leave our services. And the good thing is that the CECs can remain accessible to veterans, so it's not just their employment status when they leave us, but we're there to continue to work with them even after they get back into the workforce.
So this is somebody who stays with that person or who monitors that person. You mentioned we're going to talk a little bit more about employers, but there's also that after the homeless vet goes to work, there is some avenue for the employer to come back and talk to the staff. So how do you envision? I mean, it sounds like for the I&O system, for the American Job Center system, that focus on entered employment rates, retention rates, that's language that anybody at the job center should understand. How can the workforce centers, how can they interact with you? What's that interface look like as you guys roll out the CECs?
Well, first and foremost, the CECs, by definition, as part of their role, should be interfacing with both the veterans representatives and the business services teams with the goal of referring candidates and partnering to find appropriate opportunities for our veterans who've experienced homelessness. So the CEC has access to veterans who are eligible for WIOA-funded projects and can exponentially influence the number of those being referred. So it's not simply due to exposure, but to the assessment that the CEC can do for the veteran, because the CEC is very familiar, or should be very familiar, with the expectations of workforce projects. so they can increase the number of veterans enrolled in many different programs, not just those that are veteran-centric per se. And they have a keen understanding of what the programs are that are offered, what the enrollment criteria is, and the veterans and the support staff. And the CECs can make a quick and accurate match between the programs and the veterans. So I think that's a huge role of the CECs, you know, in the larger picture.
So from the get-go, when you're bringing the CECs on, they're very much being trained to interact with community partners, to be a part of the system. And I'm assuming that part of that is what INO is envisioning, is how do you integrate these services so we do what we do best and we support one another in helping people into the employment. As you've rolled this out, like how have the what have you been seeing in terms of collaboration between the workforce staff and the CECs thus far? And I know we're really just starting, right?
Right. And you know, it's one of the things I think that has been the most exciting about this whole project is that the CECs have the capability to move beyond just being direct service providers, which is more typical for VA staff, and instead to really become part of the employment process in the community, to really be out there and to be a part of that picture. We have consultants who work with our CECs at each medical center, and one of their tasks is to ensure that there are strong and meaningful partnerships between the CECs and community agencies. And we just looked at some of our kind of early assessments, and 93% of the sites that we have reviewed so far have demonstrated strong relationships with their American Job Centers. So we have an American Job Center staff that hold office hours at our VA Medical Center sites to enroll veterans. We have CECs that are already and have been making educated referrals to American Job Center's programs and services. We have cases where there are joint workshops being held so that targeting specific groups of veterans, and in particular veterans with more significant barriers to employment. So the CECs are working with American Job Center staff to make those happen in various locations. And I think the other thing that people always are concerned about, and appropriately so, is that we don't want to be duplicating services. We don't want to turn goodwill on the part of an employer into a feeling of being burdened by everyone knocking on the same door. So this level of...
You've heard that. We hear that. We hear that, Karma. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this level of collaboration and communication is critical, and we're very much invested in that.
Well, that is really good to hear, that kind of focus, because oftentimes when I'm out working with the boards or working with locals, it's one of the complaints that kind of comes up the system is that sense of collaboration or that directive to collaboration. Sometimes people out in the field don't feel like Washington has given them that authority or has said to them that's part of your priority. But it sounds like that's what you all are saying to them from the very beginning. You are a part of this community. You've got to assimilate and work.
That's absolutely correct.
Now, so we're, again, looking at the placements, and you brought up earlier that the CECs have an opportunity to work not only in getting people placed, but working with them after they are placed. So what are the kind of things that, if you're sitting in front of an employer, or the hesitation from an employer, or the objection that the employer may offer you, what are the CECs hearing from the employers, and then how can you You know, how do you follow that up? How do you work with them after placement?
Well, and you raise a good point. Sometimes employers find it somewhat disconcerting to think about hiring a veteran who's been homeless. But there's all kinds of you know, misperceptions and preconceptions about what that might mean. But by the time our employment coordinator has reached out to the employer to help open that door, the veteran has already received services from the VA to address any issues that may have contributed to the episode of homelessness, and they're now ready to work. So that's one thing we really stress to the employer is that the veterans that we are serving really are ready to take that jump back into the workforce. And
so the CECs are really I mean, really connected back into the VA medical system.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where the veterans that they're working with are coming from. They work with their own teams at the local medical center to identify those veterans that want to go back to work and are ready to go back to work. So, again, it's that whole team that is supporting the veteran and getting him or her ready to go back into the workforce.
Let me step out half a second and remind folks that you're listening to Workforce Central Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the National Association of Workforce Boards. I'm Ron Painter. My guest today is Dr. Karma Heitzman, who is the director of the Homeless Veterans Community Employment Services out of the VHA. So, Karma, you were talking about the community employment specialist has access into the medical center. So how does that translate to working with the employer? How do they work then with the employer after placement?
Well, there's a number of different ways that can happen. We try to have a very open line of communication. Employers know how to contact the CEC, and depending on what the issue is, the CEC can then reach back into that medical center team and make sure that the veteran has whatever support service that they need to continue to be successful and to move forward in the workplace. So they are the points of contact for the employer as well as for the other community agencies that they may be partnering with, and we try to make them very available, and that's their role. So they really are the go-to person for anyone in the community.
So I think coming back, we want to remind employers who might be listening or American Job Center staff that we're really talking about individuals who have demonstrated through their military service the kind of work-ready ethics, the kind of work-ready habits that we hear from employers over and over and over are lacking in many job seekers. So we're not, in many cases, Karma, is it true, we're not coming from a base of somebody who has no skill. I mean, we've learned a lot about how to translate what happens in the military in terms of skill building into what that translates in on the civilian side. But for the most part, we're talking about people who have some core skills, correct?
Absolutely. And I think what most people don't realize is that the veterans that we work with who are exiting homelessness have a very diverse skill set. Many of them are well educated. We even have folks who may have some graduate degrees. Certainly, we do serve people who are looking for some of those more entry-level traditional jobs, but we also have people that have a range of occupations, both in the military and in the civilian workplace, and are just trying to get kind of back on track after being momentarily derailed for whatever reason. But they really have a diverse skill set, not just from their military experience, but also from their lived experience and their employment history.
So this is the initiative is about maybe a little over a year old. You got about 130 people now out there. What are some of the early successes that you've seen? What are some of the I'm sure you've heard some great stories, promising practices. What are you seeing?
Well, just in terms of some of our collaborations, and I really want to highlight that, especially in this context, I think that a number of medical center sites have really taken things to the next level. CECs have instituted what we're calling employment collaboratives within their communities that are specific to veterans. American job centers are consistently represented in those collaboratives in a number of cases. Usually those are led in collaboratively between American job centers and the CECs. We have VAs that have direct links for their veterans to trainings and certification programs through American job centers. There are situations where there are joint partnerships with community colleges and the VAs and the American Job Centers. I think that we're just seeing so many very healthy relationships developing between the CECs, the job centers, the DVOPs, the leavers, and all of those are resulting in, I think, more successful outcomes for everyone involved. I mean, these relationships really are mutually beneficial. Where, as I like to tell everyone, every time a veteran gets employed and maintains that employment, it's a win for everyone that's had a hand in that success, and we can all, you know, join in that celebration together. And I think our staff really want to be seen as networkers and collaborators and change agents. And that's the mindset that they go out into the communities with, and that's the guidance we've given them and the spirit of partnership that they bring. So I think we're just seeing successes across the board and the CECs, for the most part, feeling very welcomed by their community partners.
And to an extent, I am guessing that part of that networking, part of that collaboration, the community employment specialist ends up almost as an advocate. I mean, trying to explain the circumstances of where the homeless vet is and trying to overcome what are some of these perceptions that may be out there. I know on the civilian side, long-term unemployed have faced some barriers as well, some perceptions among employers and others. Karma, how can a board that may not yet be involved with the CEC, how can they become involved in the in this project?
Well, as you've mentioned, this is a new program, and we really are still socializing it, really trying to get the word out that these staff exist and what their role and what their mission is. And we want to make sure that the connections are made in local communities. I think we feel very strongly that these things have to happen at the local level. That's where the veterans are. We all want to live and work in our own communities. Workforce boards should know that we have these dedicated staff at the VA medical centers and know how to be able to access them. Our veterans exiting homelessness, they are ready to integrate into their communities through employment. As we've been talking about, they bring to the table valuable skills from their military service and other life experiences. We also have employers out there that really do want to be part of this mission to end veteran homelessness and want to engage with us and with the local workforce boards. And so we're just hoping that everyone understands that we have community employment coordinators available for our veterans that are exiting homelessness and to know how to reach out to them and how to be able to develop those collaborations if they're not already in place.
So it's also building bridges between people who want to, as you mentioned, employers who want to hire the vet. This is kind of helping them understand how to do that. It is, as I understand it, providing those post-employment services. I was just talking to somebody this morning about how critical sometimes post-employment support services services are. Karma, I know that you gave us the contact list for the career employment specialist. If I wanted to, where could I find who is near me?
Well, we're very excited about this because it's a different kind of approach for our office. But we do have a contact list for our community employment coordinators on the website, and I think that link is available to you. If not, we'll make sure you have it. So you can go on to the website, and it's organized by state, and find the community employment coordinator that's at the VA Medical Center closest to you. And we're trying very hard to keep that list updated as our new staff come on board. We add them to the contact list, so we're trying to make it very easy for employers and workforce boards to be able to connect with the community employment coordinators.
Awesome, and we will certainly help you. I know Donna, who is at the controls today, as always, Donna will make sure that people who hit the broadcast and listen to the broadcast afterwards can follow up and either off of the podcast, or we'll send it out directly. They can pick up that contact list. And your website is the Homeless Veteran Community Employment Services. Karma, is that .gov or .org or?
You know, I don't have that the actual website written out in front of me, but we'll.
We can do the same. We will put that up. But if they Bing Homeless Veteran Community Employment Services, your website will certainly pop up.
Right. And actually the larger website is www.va.gov/homeless. And by getting onto that main one, that will take you to the links that have the Homeless Veteran Community Employment Services page and our community employment coordinator's contact information.
Do you want to say that the web address one more time, Karma?
Sure. www.va.gov/homeless.
Awesome. Any last thoughts that you want to leave us with?
I just want to thank you for the time, for giving me the opportunity to kind of share work that I'm very proud of, that I'm very excited about. This is a new approach for us to addressing employment for homeless veterans. The staff that I work with are fantastic. They're innovative. They're available. They really do want to work with community partners, because it takes all of us to make the changes that we want to see. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to introduce our staff and our program, and I look forward to just continuing partnership with all of the workforce board staff.
Karma, thank you, and thanks to the folks at the VA. Again, as we were chatting before the radio show, we hope that we have learned how to serve veterans better, and I think this is an example of clearly we're hearing how to do this work better. And so I want to thank you on behalf of everybody out there who can go out and access the community employment specialist. Dr. Karma Heitzman, the director of the Homeless Veteran Community Employment Services Program, has been my guest. I'm Ron Painter. You've been tuned in to Workforce Central Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the National Association of Workforce Boards in Washington. Until we speak again, I hope you have a great experience. Thank you. All right. Okay, Donna, are we back?
Yeah, we need to go in the... We need to go in the room with the headsets.